Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
And it's angelic. You're hearing heaven. You're hearing the angelic host singing, and he's giving you ears to hear. So, Lord, we release eyes to see. Jesus said that we need eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that understands. So, Father, we pray right now that you would cause us, whether we do this, because we're all gifted different ways. Some of us may not see it or hear it. They might think it. You might think it or write it. However we're wired, we pray that you would give us the ability to hear, see, and understand, and especially through your word in Jesus' name, especially the angelic protection and hosts that are around us in the name of Jesus. That's powerful. Yeah, we come into agreement for that, Lord. And Lord, I just ask for all these requests right now, especially the things that's happening that's causing discouragement. And where the enemy keeps coming in like the flood, we pray, Lord, that you would cause us to be able to have the eyes to see above and in the word. Very powerful. Just pray right now. I felt this too, and I was doing the ministry. Just lay hands on the areas of yourself right now, you know, on your mind or your heart, the areas you might have sicknesses or attacks. We just lay hands, and Lord, pray that you would release the anointing over us, the anointing of healing from the top of our heads to the bottoms of our feet. We pray, Father, for the healing anointing. We pray for the restoration. We pray for the ability to hear your voice in a greater level, however we're wired. We pray for dreams and visions to increase. We pray for these things, the strong men's strongholds to be broken, that you would reveal and heal in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just pray right now, Lord, over PTSD or PTS or traumatic memories or traumatic things that have happened. And I'm praying over myself, our ministry, and from the past, we ask, Lord, that you would heal trauma, childhood wounds or current wounds, any traumatic understanding, you know, the traumatic things where the enemy tried to get a hook in us. We just ask now that you would increase your anointing over this. Give us an anointing over ourselves, over our own generational line, according to your word, and around others, that we would have an anointing to be able to encourage people. In fact, I feel strongly, there's something being released from the Lord over people right now. Many of you receiving the anointing to encourage others, even though you may not understand. So Lord, we pray that. That's a good one. We pray that in Jesus' name. Well, Father, we pray. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for this word that the plans of the Lord and his purposes are here. And Psalm 33:11, also Psalm 33:9 is what I'm standing on every day, almost every hour. Psalm 33:9, that the Lord says that he will command things in place. Psalm 33:9, he will command things in place. He will command things to be still, command things in place. So, Father, I pray right now that we would stand on your word. We would have this ability or just the strength to command things, to worship in the midst of the storm. We pray, Father, that each day is getting better. We declare that the word of the Lord is over us, that you're strengthening us right now during this time, during the time of famine or feast. We pray that there would be an increase of your presence, your power. And we pray, Father, that you're moving in the generation, you're releasing your plans, your purposing, hope deferred is being healed. Sicknesses, are being healed. Thank you, Lord. The anointing right now, is it being released over all this in Jesus' name? Thank you, Lord. And Father, we pray for the partners of Enlight Connection, and then as well as those supporting us on the internet and the greater level. We pray that you would, those who bless the work of the Lord will receive the blessing. So Father, I pray that. I pray for the anointing to increase and the blessings to increase, finances to increase, healing to increase, encouragement to increase right now. I pray that we've been sustained in this time of trouble, but I pray, Father, that you would now release things and a shift will happen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.